Welcome to episode 36 of Roduder. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We are purveyors of free speech in an age where context and intent are no longer relevant. We are just a couple of fags that grew up here in Southern California during a time when you didn't have to worry about cracking jokes with your buddies or having a differing opinion than the normal paradigm. And you didn't have to worry about being labeled a racist or a bigot or a sexist or any other ist you can think of. Today, we're going to be talking about Deadmau5 being banned from Twitch for calling someone a cocksucking faggot. We're going to be talking about a little bit of Gapex Legends, the newest battle royale on the market. Hear about everything in episode 36.
Deadmau5 called someone a cocksucking faggot. Are you a cocksucking faggot? Am I a cocksucking faggot? Are we all cocksucking faggots?
It's showtime.
Ah! What the fuck is this shit?
Whoa. Yes, this is a nice bitch.
I'm hungry, goddammit.
I hate gays. I'm homophobic.
Holy shit.
Take it away, fag boy.
Good morning, bro, duder. Episode 36. Welcome to 105.5 KLOK. Live in studio with T-Bone.
We're going to get sued for that.
Clock? KLOK. How you doing today, T-Bone?
I'm doing mighty fine today. We've been here since 3:30 and we have gotten 0 minutes of content recorded because we had some technical issues. AKA, we forgot to hit the record button on the audio for one of our last episodes. It was pretty good content. We were talking about smoking grass and eating ass.
It's okay. We're all warmed up now.
Your two favorite activities.
We're all warmed up now. Speaking of eating ass, I know last night you're with your two ass-eating bros playing some Apex Legends.
Yes, we were playing some Gapex Legends. It's quite a fun game. I quite enjoy it. It's kind of like a combination of Call of Duty Blackout mixed with Overwatch because, I mean, it's got like the pacing of Call of Duty and it has the class character abilities of Overwatch, kind of. Every character has a different ability and it's set in a battle royale environment on this little island and it's quite fun.
Well, I know it's all the rage right now. It's the top of the Twitch charts. It's overtaken Fortnite. It's basically the next battle royale game, right?
It's the next hot thing in the battle royale genre. And I can see why. It's a fun game. It runs on the Source engine, which is tried and true. It's a great engine. It works great.
Okay, so...
But...
I played a few rounds. Haven't gotten that victory yet, but it's pretty fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's...
I see myself playing a lot more rounds.
I can dig it.
Yes. Speaking of video games...
Video games...
Two streamers on Twitch. Was it this week or last week? Doesn't matter. It's in the news cycle. Deadmau5, very wildly popular DJ, and a lady named Helen Alive were both banned on Twitch, which is where people stream their video game playing adventures. Tyler, why were they banned?
Deadmau5 was apparently banned for calling someone a cocksucking fag. But I can't seem to find the video anywhere. So it's like it was scrubbed from the internet completely.
So the context was he was accusing someone of stream sniping. Are we sure it's not a case of Ninja accusing someone of stream sniping erroneously? I know he did that and he got a lot of backlash and there was not a lot of evidence that a guy was stream sniping him. So basically what stream sniping means is So everyone knows what Twitch is. These people, I need to be inclusive of all genders.
Yeah, fucking bigot.
These people stream their video game playing adventures on an online platform and people watch them. It's a form of entertainment. And a stream sniper is when someone joins the same game that guy is streaming live and looks at his stream to see where he's at in order to go and kill him or
exactly
beat him at whatever game you're playing. And Deadmau5 reacted very angrily to an alleged stream sniper and called him a
cocksucking faggot.
I'm sure you love saying that, Tyler. I love it.
I love that you passed that off to me. I just was sitting here itching to say those words.
Float off my tongue.
There's just something satisfying about saying it. Yeah, he was he was banned on Twitch. I don't know if it's a permaban or if it's a temporary ban, but he put out a Reddit post in which it sounds like he's never coming back. So here's his Reddit post right here. He, word for word, just going to read it right off of his post. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I knew it was a fun place to connect and fuck around, but I'm not going to stand for Twitch's double standard when it comes to censoring and suspending me for harmless shit. While we've had some fun partnerships here and there, and they were a great company to work with, I'm going to have to cut this one short. I don't have the capacity to deal with that kind of shit. He goes on for quite a while, but obviously from that first segment there, you can tell that he's obviously not happy. He feels that calling someone a cocksucking faggot isn't that big of a deal, which I'd have to agree with. He called this guy a cocksucking faggot out of anger.
Say it one more time.
We should just clip it so I don't even have to say it anymore. Just fucking press a button. He said something out of anger. He's obviously not directing that comment, that derogatory term, towards an entire community of people that have a different sexual orientation than him. He's just pissed, calling a guy a fag. I've done it before. Everyone's done it that's played an online video game before. And before you sit here and try to be the white knight, I have never called someone a fag in an online video game. I fucking find that hard to believe.
I have never.
Oh, please. Never. Fucking 13-year-old playing some CSGO. Oh my God, this fucking faggot's hacking on me right now. Speaking of hacking in CSGO, I remember, or not CSGO, but CS 1.6. I remember being at your house when we were like, probably 14 years old, maybe like 15, maybe even younger than that. I don't know, 11, 12, long time ago. It doesn't fucking matter. You turned on and activated hacks in Counter-Strike where you could literally see through the walls.
Hell yeah.
And I remember sitting there playing on this, in this game where you had hacks activated in Counter-Strike, and I could see everyone through the walls. I was like, oh shit, this is amazing. And I was just like, looking at this guy through a box on Dust 2 where you come out of the CT spawn. As a CT, I had my M16 just waiting there, like peeking the corner, about to shoot him, and you're like, oh God, don't make it so fucking obvious. Trying not to get your account banned. But anyways.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, those are the good old
days. Thank you for outing me as a hacker in the 1.6 days, piece of shit.
So anyways, Deadmau5 goes on here in his Reddit post. He says, this is how he starts the next paragraph here. He's got like a whole book here for a fucking post. He says, whatever, dude, the internet is just basically full of shit for the most part. And while what I said was generally toxic as fuck and not an ideology I hold closely to my moral standing by a fucking long shot, it was just some bottom feeding piece of shit from Colorado who decided to make it news, proving once again, the online clickbaity world is a piece of fucking shit on a good day. While it was intended to insult a fucking asshat who was being a fucking asshat, it wasn't directed at an entire group of people who have a different sexual orientation from my own. Fuck off with that shit. I know who I am, and I don't have to fucking sit here and cry and defend my fucking self with the obligatory, I'm not that person, I'm sorry, reflex. If I'm sorry for anything, I'm sorry that we live in a world where bottom-feeding pieces of shit can sit there staring at my monitor, or staring at a monitor, watching me play video games, and just waiting for someone to get tilted so he can get a few fucking clicks. That's what I'm sorry for.
Okay. So this is Deadmau5. He's a multi-million dollar DJ. He's got all the money in the world. He doesn't need to stream on Twitch to make ends meet. Or he,
it's got an insane fucking setup.
It's not his livelihood. He does it for fun, mostly. Like a hobby. So he seems pretty resolute in this posting. Was this on Twitter or Reddit? Doesn't matter.
It's on Reddit.
And I respect the fact that he's owning it in the sense that, hey, I said it because I'm pissed off at someone, and I didn't mean it as a derogatory term to criticize this stream sniper for being gay. He didn't know if he was gay or not. Doesn't matter because he wasn't using it in that context. Yes, we all know fag is also known for a derogatory term for gay people. Fag's also known to be a term in the UK for a cigarette. Bunch of different words have a bunch of different meanings, but it all comes back to context and intent, which is ancient mythos.
Yeah, nowadays. It is. Joe Rogan I was going to say Joe Rogan in one of his newer stand-up specials. I think it's Strange Times. I was watching it the other day. I watched it already, but I was rewatching it. And there's a bit on there where he was talking about how he was under fire for a podcast he did with Brian Callen, I think, where he talked about pro wrestling. And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I said that pro wrestling was gay and people were attacking him for it. And he's like, let me put this into context for you. There's some things in the world that are gay that have nothing to do with two people of the same sex loving each other sexually or whatever. And it's so true. There's just things that are gay that we call gay that have nothing to do with the act of actually being gay. It's just, that's what you call it. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but that's how it is.
No, it does make sense. It's called context and intent. What was your intent in using this and what was the context?
My intent was that I hate the gays.
Deadmau5 wasn't playing in an LGBTQ community Twitch event and where he knew he was playing with a bunch of gay people and said, hey, fag. No, it was a stream sniper, some rando that was probably, I was killing him, right? So he got pissed off.
Yeah.
So then he calls him a cocksucking faggot.
Say that again?
No. Not a bigot like you. So it doesn't really matter to Deadmau5 that he got banned. He's good. He's fine. But it does matter to this other Twitch streamer who was banned recently for stating some scientific facts. Her name, she goes by the name Helena Live. And she streams. Do you know what game she streams? Fortnite.
I didn't dive deep into it, but I wouldn't doubt it if it was Fortnite.
Okay, so she got banned on Twitch because she stated that there are two genders.
Apparently. She's saying she got banned from Twitch because she said that. But from what I was gathering, it looks like she was banned multiple times, like temporary bans.
For hate speech.
I don't know what the other bans were for, but it looks like on this article here on Dexerto, I don't know how you pronounce that. Twitch streamer claims she was banned for saying there's only two genders. Once popular Twitch streamer Helena Live has been permanently banned from the platform and her partnership terminated following comments which Twitch deemed offensive towards the transgender community. Go ahead.
So she got banned for saying something that is offensive to the transgender community. Now, what if she were to say something that was offensive to the pro-Trump community, the MAGA community?
Can I get the crickets on that one, please? That's what would happen.
What if she said something that was offensive to white people?
Can I get the crickets again, please? Fuck. That's exactly what would happen right there.
Let's try it without the verbal cue from Tyler. Now, what would happen if she said something offensive about geeks? Now, what kind of
what would happen if she said something offensive against handicapped people?
No. Handicapped people are the protected community, so it'd be outrage.
Hooray!
We got to find an outrage clip. Okay. So my point is, you gotta address a pattern when you see a pattern. No one is out to kill or destroy the LGBTQ trans community. People could give two fucks.
Fake for yourself, brother.
People could give two fucks what that community does. Who cares? Do you? Am I going around? We as the gamer community need to be respected. And whatever mainstream media news. Oh, we got these gamer geeks are. Excuse me. Do you see anyone getting outraged being called geeks? Gamer geeks? No. Because we don't care. We mind our own business. We're not in the business of media outrage. And I think most of it's these white, not even white, just people who aren't even part of the LGBTQ community, virtue signaling, thinking they have to prove a point like, hey, look it, I'm on the right side of history. Anyone who's disrespecting and offending the LGBTQ community, I'm on your side. They feel like they have a call to arms. I have to publicate this. We have to bring it to justice. Just like Twitch, it was a private company. Now it's owned by Amazon, right?
Amazon. It's owned by Jeff Bezos.
You would think free speech, which we're all about here, brother. Preach it. We're all about here. You would think free speech would stretch over to Twitch, a platform, online gaming platform where the streamer should be able to say whatever he wants. Granted, they have to know, they have to understand the consequences that come with it. So in a perfect world, which we don't live in, but in a perfect and ideal world, if Helen Alive were to say there's only two genders, then whoever got offended would be like, all right, fuck this woman. I'm not going to watch her anymore.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Any person that doesn't get offended and outraged by every little thing out there would have just been like, let me just click the back button on my browser, go back to browse on Twitch and look for someone else to watch.
But that's the problem. It's not like that. And it shouldn't be where, okay, I don't agree with this woman. Let's go get our torches and march out and call for her beheading. That's essentially what they're doing online. Let's ban her. She disrespected and offended this community. Ban her, take her off, delete her from existence. She doesn't deserve to exist.
It's a modern day witch hunt is what it is. It's like freaking Salem witch trials all over again, trying to freaking hang these people on public display because they're saying things that they don't agree with.
So. Right. So the same thing happened to both Dead Mouse and Helen Alive. The only difference is Dead Mouse is good. Helen Alive, that's her livelihood. That's what's messed up about the whole situation. They're putting her livelihood in jeopardy because of scientific fact of two genders. Except if you're a hermaphrodite like Tyler.
It's called intersex.
Oh.
What is a hermaphrodite?
Hermaphrodite is...
I know what it is, but I want us to explain it for our listeners.
It's what you are. You have a dick and balls plus a vajiji.
How do you know I have a dick and balls bigot?
Seen it.
Pretty big, huh?
Look at you. You said you weren't going to bring that up, Andrew. So that's the major difference. Sure, okay. Twitch should respect free speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. But unfortunately, they don't. They call it hate speech, and you get banned for stating hate facts. That's what they call it, hate facts.
Hate facts?
Factual scientific biology.
I'm on her side. There is only two genders. Bottom line, I'm not going to join this outrage culture where, oh my God, this Twitch streamer hurt my feelings because she's putting out facts into the world. I mean, there should just be a platform where anyone can say whatever they want.
But there isn't.
Yeah. If you don't like it, next. If you don't like the next one, next. If you don't like that one, next. It's that fucking simple.
Did you see the interview with Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan?
No, I didn't. I heard Joe Rogan was kind of under fire for not grilling Jack Dorsey hard enough on censorship.
Jack Dorsey is probably the most monotone person, and he talks real slow like this, and it was he was on the Sam Harris podcast, which Sam Harris is another, you just kind of talk like this, and he's very factual and scientific, so it's extra boring, and both of them were just like it's a snooze fest, but like he just. Yeah, he's under Joe Rogan's under fire because he didn't push him enough, press Jack Dorsey enough, which I agree. I didn't even listen to the whole thing, but it was because it was boring. But from the snippets I saw, Jack Dorsey, whenever Joe Rogan asked him a question, it wasn't even a hardball question, but Jack Dorsey's like, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'd have to talk to someone at Twitch. He basically claimed ignorance.
Yeah.
But like we've said before, in Jack's position, what do you do? What do you do if you know, Twitter's not exactly saying they're all for free speech, but when you have someone spewing hateful ideology like Richard Spencer, who's a white nationalist dude.
I mean, it's not all hateful. No, I'm just fucking with you.
No, he's a Richard Spencer's a white nationalist and saying he's spewing all this stuff. But then a large user base of Twitter is knocking on Jack Dorsey's doorstep saying, hey, what the hell is going on here? Why is he still on this platform? What are you supposed to do? Do you say, well, freedom of speech.
I mean, it's your platform. It's Jack's platform, so he could do whatever the fuck he wants. You know, he doesn't have to abide by the Constitution because it's a private entity. So I mean, he does have to abide by the Constitution as a citizen, but with his own platform, it's his. He could do whatever he wants. He could ban whoever he wants on there. So,
true, but
I mean, yeah, he's obviously got an agenda where he's censoring more conservatives than people on the left, which you could say, oh, that's fucked up. But again, it's his platform. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. If you don't like it, move on to the next platform. You know, and I think Twitter is a piece of shit, so I don't use it. I just don't like the layout. I think it's, I don't know why anyone uses it. It's just so fucking clunky and
It's intuitive.
It's so fucking bad. Instagram's not great either. I want chronological order, just like everyone else.
That's true. That's a big gripe I have with Instagram. But go back to Twitter. So that raises the question. It's like, they're not exactly pioneering or screaming, we're for free speech. But there is a pattern that you notice. They're banning more people of a certain political ideology on one side than they are of the other side.
Yeah, and
you got people like Louis Farrakhan. You got people like
Milo Yiannopoulos.
No, Louis Farrakhan is on the left. He's anti-Semitic, saying...
No, I'm saying Milo Yiannopoulos got banned
on Twitter. Louis Farrakhan is this black dude on Twitter. He's popular. Look him up. He goes on video and he tweets all this anti-Semitic shit, basically saying, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-termite. What does that mean to you? He's just anti-termite? No. He's basically calling Jews termites. And he wants to... What do you do to termites?
You kill termites.
You exterminate termites.
Yeah.
And he's still on the platform. He's not banned. And then Milo Yiannopoulos, he gives a bad review to Ghostbusters, the all-female Ghostbusters.
Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a gay Jew, hardcore conservative.
And he doesn't say anything racist to, I forgot her name, the black chick in Ghostbusters. His followers.
He calls her ugly or fat or something.
That's it, ugly. But that's not racist.
No.
And call you ugly. Am I racist?
No. Okay. There's nothing to, ugly is.
Isn't that beautiful? I know it.
Ugly is, it crosses all races.
Right.
Except for what?
Brown is beautiful. And his followers, Milo's followers, they go on a witch hunt that Milo did not call for. And they go and start saying racist shit to her. And he gets banned for it. He gets banned for basically inciting it, which there's no evidence of that. Okay, so he got banned. He's conservative. Mm-hmm. Louis Farrakhan says he's anti-termite, not anti-Semitic. Doesn't get banned. Still on there. Gavin McGinnis has never said anything derogatory to racist or anything.
He throws around fag a lot.
But context and intent.
Exactly.
He's not saying I hate fags.
I'm not saying that he is saying that, but... These platforms don't want you saying those words on their platforms, I'm guessing, which is why they're getting banned, which I don't agree with, but...
Okay, so anyways, Gavin McGinnis, conservative, banned. So soon, it's a matter of time when till Steven Crowder gets banned, but Alex Jones, he's just a crazy conspiracy nut, but still...
He got banned.
Banned. What was the reason? Just one day, he just got deplatformed across the board.
That's what I heard, but I still see his posts on Instagram, so... Obviously, he's not.
I still have his subscription through the official podcast app. But you have to go on the website and actually do something to get it on the
podcast. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not like you just search it. But still, you see a pattern. You have to notice a pattern. They're banning certain people from a conservative political ideology, whereas on the left, they're just running rampant. There's a congresswoman who's Muslim. Right off the bat. I'm just kidding. No, she's Muslim and she tweets anti-Semitic shit. Still there, not banned. So there's a pattern, which is why people are pissed off at Jack Dorsey. There's people are pissed off at Joe Rogan for not calling out Jack Dorsey and questioning him, pressing him more. Hold on.
Isn't Joe Rogan going to have Jack back on the podcast?
Yeah,
I heard. Who knows when that'll be?
Yeah, who knows? But he's supposed to come back with a Twitch employee. But... That goes back to what we were talking about in previous episodes, where if someone else had their own platform, like Gab got in trouble. They're all about free speech. They're the Twitter alternative. Mm-hmm. But they got in trouble because they just let anyone say whatever they want. They don't
Nazis took over pretty much.
But it's hard to have a business and say, hey, free speech for everyone. And you can say whatever you want. And it's hard to have that business in and not have people, hey, you're letting it happen, you're endorsing it. No, that's not what's happening. It doesn't matter if you're not endorsing it or not.
Yeah.
People are still going to say, no, you let it on your platform, you're endorsing it, which doesn't make sense. But that's the climate today. People are avoiding context and intent. I'm going to get a shirt made, Bro Dude, a shirt made. Context and intent. Oh, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
What?
I was thinking of a shirt idea.
Oh. Smoke grass and eating ass.
That one too. So two lives were affected. One of which doesn't really matter because he's rich as fuck. To wrap it up, free speech. Free speech is a rare privilege nowadays in America.
It is. I mean,
that has the First Amendment.
You could still pretty much go around saying,
but can you really?
Shit, but can you really? You just got to deal with the consequences, which sucks. You shouldn't have to be afraid of thinking something is funny or calling someone a fag on Twitch and having your livelihood taken out from under you.
Well, only a bigot would want to do that. I don't know why you would want to call someone a fag.
It's just the left kind of just avoiding satire or comedy. They know deep down that Deadmau5 and anyone else that's gotten in trouble for saying something offensive or demeaning, they know that when they're saying that, they're not directing those terms towards the demographic that it's affecting. Like when Deadmau5 said
right,
fag,
right.
He wasn't, like you said, he wasn't at an LGBT event where all the gamers, it was a big gamer, GAYMER gamer event. It wasn't a bunch of gay gamers everywhere, and he wasn't making fun of gay people. He was just calling the guy a fag because he was pissed off. So pay attention to content. Pay attention to context and intent is basically the moral of this episode and pretty much every episode that we do.
Free speech, actually.
Free motherfucking speech. If you liked this episode number 36, go ahead and share it out to your friends. Go ahead and rate it on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever other platform medium you are using. If you enjoyed it, also give it a thumbs up on YouTube if you're watching it. Give it a thumbs down if you didn't. And go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you guys in episode number 37. Peace.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Bro Tutor. We will see you cock-sucking faggots in episode 37.